sounds like it, like I said. It sounds like you're just having...
It worked out. I look forward to doing more with them.
And we look forward to hearing more. So,
definitely.
Since we're talking about this at 10 p.m. here at WMFO Medford, see how I did that? I got the legal ID in there. why don't we play a couple of songs? We've been talking about them. I can't imagine, Sal, there's not a lot of people that aren't familiar with what you're doing, but I want to start with that Live Stompers, a selection from Live Stompers called Never Tell an Angel, one of those old songs that we all love.
Yeah.
And then something from the Amplifier Heads, Glamorama, a new one. Off the latest release, cool. I believe, and from the Peppermint Kicks, the first song I heard, and I saw you guys do it, you know, Roxetta Jones. What a great song that is.
Yeah.
It is.
When Dan brought that down, he had that tune, and, you know, I just threw some ideas on top of it, and we took it from there. But, yeah, that's a... It's a fun one.
It's a fun song. All right, everybody, we're going to start with some old beloved Stompers, and we'll be back with Sal Baglio right after these songs at WMFO in Medford.
hot mess, dripping with precision. Sweet lips on the televisions, coming crossbones, breaking my stones. She left home just an hour before I saw Miss Jones on the cover of the Rolling Stone. Rock Center Jones, she's a queen of Hollywood Heights. That bird has flown. Rock Center Jones, Rock Center Jones. A two-tone bruiser, thrown in the back of a police cruiser, ringing my phone, saying, baby, come on. She left home just the night before, a little Miss Jones on the cover of the Rolling Stone. Roxetta Jones, she's a queen of Hollywood Heights. Keep me in the sky. Miss Roxetta Jones. She left home just the night before. Little Miss Jones on the cover of the Rolling Stone. A Roxetta Jones. She's a queen of Hollywood Heights. That bird has flown. Roxetta Jones. Roxetta Jones. Roxetta Jones. Roxetta Jones. Come on, sing, come on.
It's WMFO. Ooh. We just heard three that were involved with the same gentleman, Mr. Sal Baglio. Just finished up with Roxetta Jones from the Peppermint Kicks. Before that, that was Glamorama from the other band, the Amplifier Heads. Latest record is Saturn Aliens. And of course, Stompers started us off from Greatest Hits Live. Such a great record. Such great performances on there. Never Tell an Angel. And Sal, thank you so much. Really appreciate you talking to us tonight.
Thanks, Sal.
Oh, this is great. Thanks for having me. And thank you for everything you do, Mike.
You're very, very, very welcome. And again, honestly, I can't get enough of Roxetta Jones. What a great song.
Yeah, man.
It's so much fun.
Hey, I hope to share the stage with you in the future. Sal, we'll talk soon.
You bet, my friend. Happy New Year.
Thanks. Happy New Year to you. All right, Sal Bagley, everybody. All right, bye-bye. All right, it's Mike and Mike here at WMFO. Yep. Wow, this is pretty long doing this for a couple hours like this, isn't it? This keeps going on, All right, so we've got our next guest. His name is Adam Signori, and Adam has been a fixture around here for a long time. Geez, he's very big on the local music scene. He's a photographer of live performances, and currently Adam is on Mark Skin Radio as a DJ. So I want to welcome Adam Signori. How you doing, Adam?
Hey guys, how's it going?
It's going really good. So thank you for talking to us at like after 10 p.m. on a weeknight. I know what it's like at our age.
No, actually, I mean, I have a whole show dedicated to my lack of sleep. It's on the Axe Garage, so this is like I'm just waking up.
Oh, boy. I'm like on the opposite spectrum from you. I'm having so much trouble just even staying up. I mean, remember when we used to go out at 10 p.m.? That's like when I call it a night.
Drink more Jack Daniels.
Oh, no, that's not the answer for me. That's a bad thing. I can do like Tropicana, maybe with pulp if I want to be real special.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, whatever the speed is, I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah. So how you doing? How are you enjoying everything? I'm so happy to see you out there when I get out, and you're always taking really great pictures. How long you been doing on that part of the whole scene? How long you been photographing? It seems like it must be forever because you're really good at it.
I've been photographing bands for about 12 years now.
Yeah.
And that is one of my true loves. I don't want to be a wedding photographer, but put me in front of live music, and, my heart starts racing. I just love it.
Yeah, it's a whole different vibe from being a wedding photographer, unless the people getting married are actually playing live at the time. Then you could probably do it okay.
I suppose I could see that situation happening.
I'd probably
take that job.
So were you into photography prior to 12 years ago? Or was this just something that you started doing?
Always have been, ever since I was young, into photography and music and local music, oddly, in my teenage years. I just got totally hooked on local more than national stuff. And then, three decades goes by, and I'm like, hey.
In a flash.
I ought it, yeah, like in a... more like a spark, like a fuse burning out.
Yeah.
But I was like, photographing music. I got to do this.
Mm-hmm. You know, and, if you can make a buck doing something you love, then you found it, right? I mean, you win.
Yeah, that's very true. I subscribe to that. Mm-hmm. But honestly, there isn't much money to be made here. And I'm really not in it for the money anymore.
It's a labor of love, too. I get that.
Yeah, yeah. As the shows are too.
So how did the whole thing start with you? I remember the photographs of your face next to the list of who's playing out for the next week or so. That was a great idea. How did you get into doing the list?
That longstanding support for local music. I actually started building the list for myself because there was just so much music, and I wanted to know where it was on any given weekend.
Mm.
And then, so I, you share it with a couple people, and they're like, "Hey, you gotta give this to the world."
Yeah.
So I did. And the thing with my face, I don't really remember how that happened, but
well, there it
is. I remember a couple years after I started doing that, I was out at a blues show in Rutland, Mass, which I think is west of the Quabbin Reservoir.
Mm-hmm.
Totally nowhere near any of the areas I cover. And I'm at this show, and a lady runs up with a piece of paper, and she puts it next to my face, and she goes, "It's him. I told you it was him."
No kidding.
Yeah, so it's had incredible reach. I'm sort of proud of that.
This is pretty good, actually. It really is. Yeah. And the whole thing we've been talking about, you're photographing rock and roll, you're keeping up the list. It's a perfect segue into DJing. How long have you been doing that? Is this something new to you, or did you start doing that when you were younger, too?
No, actually, all of this is Chris Johnson's fault.
Now we're talking. Get into the dirt.
Yeah, he saw the list, and he actually approached me and said, "Hey, you do this list thing, you're very locally focused, if you want to put a show together." And as he was talking, I was like starting to cry with joy. Yeah, he was saying all the right things.
Yeah.
And so when the show started off, I would read 5 or 10 of the top shows that night and then play some music from the band. And
yeah, that's legit.
It was actually more... I was getting more and more. I've always been the juice for me has always been to find new music, and that really took over more than the list, and that's sort of how the showcase turned into what it is today.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours of only local indie original music, and it's that's my dream come true job, actually.
Well, I also know that the whole thing with you doing live radio is brand new. I mean, you were doing recorded shows for a long time, real long time, before you finally went live.
Oh, I was scared.
Yeah. But it's the best, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Now that I'm doing it live, I can't understand why I held off so long.
Yeah.
Now, even though it's live, the showcase is a very planned show. I spend probably 10, 15 hours a week. I'm finding at least 10 bands every week, brand new bands to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so 40 bands a month, and I'm trying to keep like that flow of new stuff. So it's not really request radio, but that's where Insomniac's Garage is great, because I've found the love of that, you know, building a show and a mood and changing it on the fly and responding to requests. And
I think you're doing it in the right way, because you've set it up using social media, you know, and starting groups and having the groups come to you.
Yeah. I'm trying to bank on groups a lot to promote the shows and the station. It's really a great avenue to get the word out on short notice. I'm sort of like a guerrilla marketer. I do most of my marketing in the 2 hours before the show.
Okay, so the garage that you're talking about, tell everybody how they can listen to that on Markskin Radio and when you're on.
Okay, yeah, if you go to markskinradio.com and click that red Listen Live button, Mondays at 9 p.m., but you really want to tune in at 7 for Destiny before me.
Mm-hmm,
And just stick around. I'll lull you to sleep with acid rock and roll.
So Monday nights, Insomniac's Garage with Adam Signore. And just talking about some of the new music you found, you've suggested two bands that I have not heard of. One is called The Faith and Band. And the other is called Mike by Name. The second one kind of intrigues me. But we'll start with The Faith and Band. Tell us a bit about that one,
okay,
Adam.
All right. The Faith and Band is an alt indie rock band out of Manchester, New Hampshire. The lead singer, Faith Ann, actually was the lead singer in a heavy metal band called Ozium. If you have any metalhead listeners, they might know them. And she just has hauntingly beautiful vocals. I was really on the fence with which song to suggest tonight, but I picked their most recent release because I want to help promote that.
Okay. So we're going to hear Death Mask.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Mike by Name. All right, do you guys know Fire in the Field?
Yeah, I do. I know them by name, but I don't know much about them. Yeah.
Yeah. Fire in the Field is a great acid rock, you know, slash blues, heavy rock blues type of band from Boston who just nails it on every song, if you ask me. And the main guy in the band, well, actually, I shouldn't say that. I know Mike Moore from the band is Mike and Mike by Name.
Okay.
And he is a really accomplished songwriter. He's actually going to Berklee School of Music right now, getting his master's in songwriting and song production.
Wow.
I think I think the education is redundant. The guy's so friggin' awesome right now. But hey,
yeah.
You can never get enough schooling, so
no.
More power to him.
No.
So Faith Ann's a little alt-y rock, and Mike by Name has a lot of the flavor of Fire in the Field, which is just this jamming, grooving, acid, blues rock type of stuff.
All right.
I think people will like it.
Well, now you've done it. I can't wait to play them so we can hear both of these bands.
Hey, I actually had a question for you guys.
Yeah.
I got to say, I love what you guys do with the live day. And, of course, my life has conspired to make me miss them all so far. But I'm sort of chomping at the bit. Like, how are things looking for another actual in-house live day?
We're not sure yet. It all depends on what happens with, you know, everything with Omicron and whatever else comes about.
Well, you're thinking probably WMFO probably will not approach that until either the fall of next coming year or 2023.
Yeah, unfortunately.
They don't want anybody in the station that's not vaxxed.
Yep. Yeah.
I'll tell you, I got hopeful because I know with this last bit.
We did too.
Here's my, you know, dime school medical knowledge. It seems like this particular variant is a lot less severe for people.
Seems like it.
Easier to get infected, but not so severe. So,
right.
I noticed the CDC today actually. They cut down the quarantine time to 5 days.
I saw that too.
And I'm sorry, I got hopeful and I'm like, I need this live day.
I know. We're with you, believe me. And we are going to have you here. You're not going to escape anymore, believe me. We can't wait to have you here.
Yeah, I'm dying to get there. I was sort of on the hook, I think, to do an interview at the last one. And
yeah. And you couldn't make it at the last minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, man. Let's spin these two bands and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more.
Okay. Sounds
right.
Good.
Faith Ann band first.
Start with Faith Ann. Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you. That would be my suggestion.
You're so used to introducing the songs, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
All right, you could do it if you want. Introduce Faith Ann Band for us.
Okay, folks. We've got the Faith Ann Band out of Manchester, New Hampshire, an alt-indie rock band. You're going to love it. Enjoy.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
Soft soap, I said, stop your huckstering. This deep-rooted custom is a spark plug of cash. Don't squander your leather-bound, she wears a gold sash. Cause then I come calling, and that's gonna speak. Love and pain, like the Greek god said.
WMFO in Medford. About 10:31 in the evening. Just heard a couple of bands requested by Adam Signori. First was Death Mask by the Faith Ann Band. And just heard Miss Annie's Fortune and Fright by Mike by Name. Adam, those are intense. They were great. Thank you.
Great stuff, Adam.
They were really great.
Did we lose Adam?
No, he's still here.
Adam Signori.
Those were great, Adam. Loved it.
Yeah, glad you liked it. That's the type of stuff you like. Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m. is my original music showcase where you hear stuff like that.
Okay, and this is on markskinradio.com.
Yep. And, you know, I got to say, you guys, I love you guys for what you do for Live Day, because local indie music is like probably the most important thing to me, and you guys pay homage to that. And so do most of the other shows on Markskin Radio. There's a lot more local music every hour than you hear on, like, evil radio, iHeart.
Well, you're absolutely right.
You know, and it's awesome that there are stations like that around.
I know. All right, so everybody, that's Adam Signori. Please check him out on markskinradio.com. And Adam, sincere thanks. Really, really,
thank you.
It was a thrill to have you here tonight.
Oh, no, thank you, guys. I so appreciate it.
Keep in touch.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye. All right, that was Adam Signori, and we're going from one Adam to another Adam. On the line now, we have our good friend Adam Sherman is on the line. Adam, hello,
yes.
Good evening. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you, Mike?
Really good. It's good to talk to you. I know you've been super busy and traveling around, and you know, we know you from Back Porch Carousel with Markskin Radio, and of course all your work way back when, you know, with Private Lightning and everything. But for folks who haven't been as close to you as we have, tell us what's been going on. I know that you've had a really interesting dream come true band happen for you recently. Fill us in a little bit. I know it's true. I know it is.
Well, Yeah, I got invited to be a Nervous Eater.
Yeah.
And the Nervous Eaters were a band that I used to go see at the Rat. I used to love they were so good. Such a tight, punk, cool band. And they just have stayed intact over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Cataldo is writing the best tunes of his life right now, and I got invited to be part of it. So I said, yeah, and I'm loving it. It's great.
Yeah, congratulations. I mean, I know how much it means to you, so we're just really happy to see you in there. You're really in your element. It's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Yeah, I'm loving it.
Yep, and I know that there's some recordings, I guess, that's going to come out that you weren't there fast enough to get on. But are there going to be some other recordings with this incarnation of the band that we'll get to hear you as part of the band, yeah?
Yeah. We're right in the middle of getting the record that you speak of out.
Mm.
It's going to be on Steve Van Zandt's label, which is Wicked Cool Records. And it should be easy to find, I think. I mean, we're not sure of the release date now. It could be something like next September, possibly.
Oh, it could be like almost another year. Okay.
It could be, I mean, supply chain. You can't get vinyl.
Oh, and, no. Wow.
Yeah. So it pushes everything way out.
I never would have thought that.
It could be. Yeah, well, it's happening. There's a vinyl shortage. Yeah.
Huh. So I mentioned Back Porch Carousel. That sort of got us and you through the pandemic. It came about with a bunch of other local artists who were also looking to make music during this, and you helped some clubs who are having a hard time as well. And I know that you may not do some more Back Porch Carousel work because that may just be sort of done, but I hope you do. Any plans to have another Back Porch Carousel recording or a concert or anything?
You know, at this moment, there are no plans. People keep, members of Back Porch Carousel keep showing up at other people's shows and back, yep. And it's kind of cool, you know. I think it could happen. I wouldn't say this is not going to happen, but I think something special would have to bring it together.
Okay, well, I'm going to think long and hard about what that is, and I'm going to get you guys to do it. Well, I'm going to be the catalyst. I'm going to be it.
Hey, Adam.
I think everybody would be up for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Adam, another DJ and me were having a conversation. We both were in agreement that your last solo album was really great stuff, and they would like to hear more, and we hope it goes someplace, even though you're doing the Nervous Eaters.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate that. And I know you guys listen to a lot of music, so that means a lot to me.
Hey, great stuff.
Absolutely. So we wanted you to talk to us today and maybe talk about a song that you wanted us to play. And interestingly enough, you wanted to hear something by Back Porch Carousel, which I'm thrilled about. And had a couple of choices for you, and you picked something called Long Fall Down. Tell us a bit about that and a bit about, who's singing lead. And
right. It was a song that I had that seemed like this would be, you know, a good kind of fun song to do with the band. It very naturally broke down to each one of the singers singing a section of the song, and it just worked. We just sort of said, okay, you sing the first verse, you sing the second, you sing, and we did it, and it just gelled that way, and it's sort of a wonderful symbolic group gesture for us to have done this song this way.
Yeah, absolutely. It really is nice, as you say, to have everybody get the chance to do some leads during the song.
Yeah.
And you never recorded it yourself, even though you wrote it beforehand, huh?
I never did.
Now you may not have to. Because
I demoed it. We worked from a demo, but I never did a released version of it. So.
Okay. Well, listen, this is an awesome song. I'd like to share it with everybody. This is Back Porch Carousel and Adam's request for tonight. This is Long Fall Down. And we'll play this and be back and talk with Adam in just a few minutes. This is WMFO in Medford. WMFO. That was Back Porch Carousel and a beautiful track called Long Fall Down. Adam, I'm so glad you picked that one. It reminds me how much I love that song.
Thanks for playing it, Mike.
Yep. And just to let everybody know that that's you, Randy, Linda, Sarah, and Larry. They pretty much make up the core of that. And I guess Larry doesn't sing. Maybe that's a good thing. But we got to hear from everybody else. On that track.
Yeah, everybody sings, and the great guitar is Peter.
Peter's Arcadis, man, yeah.
Yeah, playing just great.
Just great, as guitar. Always. So, yeah, so that was wonderful. So just as we go into next year, I think I read somewhere that you've got a gig coming up at the Burren with the Eaters.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is cool. It's a Saturday night. The 19th of February, and we're playing with Linda's band.
Girl with a Hawk.
Girl with a Hawk. Yeah.
Yep. Well, she's coming up in just a little while, too.
That'd be great.
I know it. I know it. I'm excited for her to have a new band like this. It's just starting to gel.
Yes. They're great. They're going to be, fierce.
I know. I mean, when you've got somebody up front like that, that's just smiling and happy like she is, how can you miss?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she's the best.
I know it.
So,
all right. Anything else you can tell? How's the voice lessons going?
Voice lessons are good. Everybody goes away for the holidays. But in general, things are going well. I have some good students. You guys are back in the studio now?
Yeah, we're in the room. We're in Studio A right now. Yeah.
With mask and vax. Yes.
Yep.
Mask and vax. Yep. Wowzer.
Yep, it's crazy being back in here,
Well, but it's something,
It's progress. I mean, we really didn't know if we'd get back in here until who knows when. So I'm so glad that Tufts decided to, number one, do it right. We've all got our vax cards, submitted to them, so they know our status. So there's no messing around, which is the right thing to do.
Right. All right,
listen, Adam.
I'm glad to hear you back.
I am too. It's so much fun to talk to you always.
Great hearing you from Adam.
Very excited about you and the Nervous Eaters. Many, 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 many congratulations. I know that's just such a big deal, and you deserve it. You do.
Thank you, Mike.
You do. All right,
thank
so you, thank you for calling today.
Thanks.
Really, it's awesome to talk to you, and we'll be looking for Nervous Eaters at the bar in February.
Cool. All right.
Thanks, man.
Good night.
See ya.
Take care.
You too. Bye. All right. That was Adam Sherman here at WMFO. And we have a real special guest going on now.
Yeah.
This is somebody who is on the radio here at WMFO.
Yes.
And his first name is Brian.
Yes.
And his last name is Young.
Yes.
And he's on from 1 to 4 every Saturday with Crash Course for the Ravers.
Ravers. Yeah.
Brian Young, are you there?
Hey there, ho there. It's Mike and Mike on the mic.
It's really him. It's nice to hear you.
Come on. Good to hear everyone.
Yep. It was cool to see you the other day, too. I couldn't believe you walked in. It was just the other day, Saturday.
Yeah. Christmas Day.
And you said something to us. You said, wow, I don't think we've seen each other in like 2.5 years in person.
We're not robots. We exist.
It's just such a strange phenomenon we're going through.
Well, I'm glad we're all back.
Absolutely. It's so good, isn't it, to be back?
Great.
Yep. So what's going on with you? You want to, fill us in on what's going on with the Skyscrapers and the show? What's happening with Brian Young?
Well, the Skyscrapers have been recording some music, doing some videos. We're working on some videos today.
Is Jimmy James still involved with you?
Yes, Jimmy James and I.
That's great.
And now we got Schmelher behind. Al,
yeah,
Al Mahabian, and Kaiser. I think we're going to be looking for a new drummer soon, but that's okay.
Is it like Spinal Tap? They keep exploding, huh?
It is. It's like we've gone through like 15 drummers. It's crazy. Yeah.
Really? Is it that hard to keep a drummer?
For us, it is.
Oh. I don't know. Well, so how far along are you with the new project, with the new music?
Everything just needs to be mastered, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much done.
And where do you have that done? You have a particular studio that you work with?
Last time we did it with Minahan, but this time we did Joe Clapp in Hanover.
Okay. Not familiar with that one, but, as long as he understands the sound that you want, that's what you got to look for.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's cool.
What can you tell us about some of the new music that's coming out?
Oh, I don't know. It's kind of like proto-punk style and, much, much more of the old.
The old what?
The old good stuff. It's like classic punk, like Ramones type stuff.
Ah, Okay, well, the song that we're going to play from your band, you know, came out a while ago, and it's called Shatter. And right away, when we heard Shatter, and you did it with Minahan, right? It's just, it's fabulous. It's really a great track.
Oh, thank you very much. It doesn't get played enough.
No, I mean, it never does. So tell us a bit about this song. I mean, how did that come about? Did you write this, Brian? Where did it come from?
Yes, I wrote the lyrics.
Yeah.
It's about marijuana concentrate.
Okay. Shatter.
Yeah. And totally legal. I get it at the store where I get my medical card.
Yeah. So this is so you're like a method actor as far as the songwriting is going. This is like based on reality from Brian Young's life.
Sure. It get in my head a little bit.
All right. All right. Anything about the lyrics or anything you could tell us before I spin it?
You can hear them clearly. Just follow along.
All right. Well, listen, you guys that are listening, if you haven't heard the Thigh Scrapers, Brian's band, and this track, Shatter, you're going to love it. I hope you can turn it up. This is WMFO with the Thigh Scrapers, and this is Shatter. We'll be back with Brian Young in just a few.
I'm not hearing the music.
I hear it.
The spot.
right. That was the mild-mannered DJ, Brian Young. Brian, why did it cut off at the end like that?
I don't know. It shouldn't have.
I don't know. I played it right from Rivendell. That's it just cut right off like that. I was mad.
That's shitty. I better, like, oops, excuse me.
I did that the other day.
I know. I better put another one in there or something.
Yeah, I don't know why I did that, but I have to tell you, you know, I have to admit, I haven't heard that in a little while, and it's, you know, Jimmy just really ripped it up on that. That was awesome.
Yeah, good job.
Good job. And, you know, the vocals, you know. No, I'm just kidding. You know, the mild-mannered Saturday afternoon DJ, look at what he can do.
That's right.
What the hell?
Yes, I'm on Saturday. Mike's on Saturday. We get the Saturday great lineup.
We do.
It's a power lineup, Brian.
9 to 11 is Mike Newman.
Yeah.
With Mike on the mic. Then there's Something About the Woman from 11 to 1.
And then?
Then there's me from 1 to 4.
Yeah.
A Crash Course for the Ravers.
Yep.
And after me, there's Vin with Acoustic Ceiling.
Yep.
It's just an awesome day. It goes from morning to late afternoon.
Yeah, and can you believe we've all been doing this for like 10 years plus right here?
Right.
So it's really established, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, you've done radio in other places. Is this a cool station or what?
Oh, it definitely is.
Yeah.
It beats all the commercial radio stations.
It does. See, but we're doing it for the right reason, right? I mean, we're here because we want to promote local music and, like your show, just classic stuff that doesn't get played enough.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a wild.
Yep. So anything else you can tell us before we break?
Not much. Just I'll be back on WMFO where those guys are Saturday. That will be New Year's Day. You going to do your show, Mike?
I think so. I mean, I don't see why I wouldn't. I'm planning on it.
You hungover?
Nah, I won't be. Those days are gone. Those days are so gone.
He doesn't look good with a bucket on his head anymore.
No, not anymore. All right, so Brian, I hope I run into you on another Saturday soon.
I'm sure you will. Fun show. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
All right, and thank you for calling in, Brian. Have
Keep
a
rocking.
Great night. Have a happy New Year, too.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, see you soon. Bye-bye. Yeah, bye.
Bye.
All right, that was Brian Young, our afternoon guy here, 1 to 4.
Right.
So, we're almost getting through this, Mike.
Yeah, we should be hearing from Linda very, very shortly.
Yeah, we're going to have Linda Viennes next on the phone, and I'm sure she's on the phone navigating the prompts to get through. And just to set it up, you know, oh, there she is. She's calling now, so I don't even have to do that.
Yes.
So, is this Linda Viennes by any chance?
Is this Mike Newman?
I asked you first.
Hey, Mike, I'll screen this to make sure it's a safe call.
It's us. How you doing, my friend?
Hi. I'm doing very well. How are you?
Really, really good. Nice to talk to you, and thank you for doing it.
Oh, my God. I was out earlier with family friends, and then as soon as I got home, I turned on the radio station and got to catch Adam.
I was just going to ask you, yeah.
Well, I heard both Adams. I heard Adam Signore first, and then I heard Adam Sherman, and he said so many nice things. You guys are awesome.
Well, you know, it's true. And, you know, we've talked about it many times, Linda, but maybe, you know, people haven't heard. You know, the whole thing with you and Adam and the whole Back Porch Carousel thing was just magical, the way it all fell into place. You know, you were here doing your thing, and I played an Adam song, and you said, wow, who's that? And then the whole trajectory changed, and here we are.
I know, and I know you and I have talked about it so many times, but our last night out before lockdown was seeing Adam at the Burn, and that was such an amazing show. You and Mike and I and Randy all hanging out in the little booth. And
French fries and beer.
I know, it was like the beginning of an amazing friendship with all of you guys and the way you supported us. I mean, really, Back Porch Carousel was in many ways a collaboration with Mark Skin Radio,
mm-hmm.
all of you guys.
It was.
And just ended up being this just really saving grace during the pandemic, during the really tough, very isolating months.
It did. It saved all of us.
Yeah.
It did.
Really, I'm just beyond grateful for it.
Yep. I mean, we are too, just from the other side of the spectrum, you know, like looking in at you guys doing what you did and being the media part of it. It was just a great experience and to watch you guys sort of gel the way that you did.
Hey, Linda.
I know. And then just incredible friendships were born. Yes.
Can you give our audience a little overview of what you're doing now and what you where you started with different bands. So they'll help put a
little context.
A context. That's the word I'm looking for. I didn't even have to look that up in the dictionary. Mike did it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mike S. Well, I've been in bands in Boston since the early 80s, and my very first punk band was Culture of Children of Paradise. And an 18-year-old guitar player named Dan Kaufman auditioned for that band and played with me in that band. And then we went on to play in a band called Witch Doctor. We were kind of Guns N' Roses-ish, you know. We were not ever popular, but we had a ball. And then it just kind of went on from there. Many, you know, different collaborations. You know, I just feel so lucky to have grown up in Boston. And I mean, not as a child, but as a young adult, and played with so many musicians and have this incredible community. And Dan Kaufman is in my band now, Girl with the Hawk. And
I was going to say. I was going to say that things are full circle with you, too.
I know. It's so cool. We just look at each other and laugh. We can't even believe it because we had an amazing run back then, but had kind of a rough ending, as many rock and roll bands do, with drugs.